Blog Talk Radio. Hi, everybody. Welcome to the Neil and Kristen Baker Psychic Hour. Wow, got several people in the queue today. Lots of people wanting readings, so we're going to get right to your calls, and hopefully we'll have time to get into a discussion. What is it we were talking about? I was missing for half of the show on Friday due to our little adventure in the...
No, I don't. Got me. I can't
I wasn't
recall.
Here because of
weeks or so
the
busy,
dog situation. They are busy, but... Better busy than not. Okay, well, we'll figure it out. First, want to let those who are listening haven't called in know where to call. 914-338-0164. Do press 1 if you'd like to speak with us. 562-596-7818 is the number to call for further conversation. And you can follow us or send us a friend request or like our pages on Facebook. And those accounts are linked on our Blog Talk Radio page. The Neil and Kristen Baker Psychic Hour. You can find those pages there. I think there's one of those pages which you can find via the other. I'm chewing. I never eat during the radio show, but I am today. Sorry, guys. Okay, so let's bring on our callers. We have 630, then 205 area code, and then two callers from 678, 678-436, and then 678-769. Please... Wait your turn in line, everybody, because each one of you will be getting a reading. And I keep opening up the chat room on accident for some reason. Okay, 630, hi.
Hi, thanks for taking my call.
Sure. Can you speak up for us? Actually, I can turn you up, too.
This is Dion from Chicago.
Oh, hi. Hi.
How you doing?
Fine, thanks. How are you?
I'm doing good. I feel much more settled down than in the past.
Good. What's your birth date? You're in December, right? 12/7 or something like that?
December 5th.
December 5th. 12/7/73. 12/5/73, rather. Sorry. 12/5/73. 6, 7, 8, 18, 28, 10, 1. We know that already. So what's new? Well, we know you joined a writer's group.
Okay, so I was just going to say thank you, Neil. I did join the writer's group. I've been working on the book. And I don't know. It just seemed like I have, like, increased my social level and things like that. And I finally reconciled with my one friend that I didn't talk to for, like, 2 years. So that was good. And, you know, just working as usual.
The selling windows.
Yeah, yeah. Now is the season, so that'll be picking up for me.
So was this a friend that you had lost due to the whole drama with your family?
Yeah, yeah. And so, like, just a month ago, he finally picked up the phone.
Wait, that you
and
just
we
completely
talked.
Cut out. You completely cut out. So repeat what you just said from the beginning.
I said it was just a month ago that he finally picked up the phone. And we actually, like, had conversation. And one of the first things that came out of his mouth was, you know, do I still talk to my family or do I have any contact with them? And I'm like, no, I don't. And
is this the guy that you're interested in romantically?
Yeah. Yeah.
So is
I talked to him a couple of times, but then he went ghost again.
So... What's your question today?
Well, do you see, like, our communication picking back up again?
But with this gentleman, what's his birth date again? I don't think we've got it handy.
June 21st.
What year?
1965.
1965. 8, 9, 19. 30. He's a 30 equals 3. Well, I mean, I have my thoughts. Go ahead. You go first.
Well, you see, when you're dealing with a guy that's not fully committed, it wants relationships, but sort of on the side under their own terms. If your investment in relationship goes beyond that and it's on a more serious intent, one thing you got to do is either step up to the plate and say, look, I'm looking for a serious relationship. And I like things to be organic too and flow, but I just don't know if that's something you're looking for with me. If I fit into your life as a potential serious relationship, because if I do, then I'm going to feel a lot better than just having a casual let it flow relationship. I'm looking for something serious, and I appreciate the fact that things have to move at their own pace, but again, I don't know how I fit into your thoughts about being serious. I mean, you can say that to him.
I mean, I, in answer to her question, I think that you will talk to him again. I don't think that you won't. I think there'll be communication.
Yeah.
But whether this is going to be a relationship that you're going to have for, a long-term relationship with someone that you can really rely upon. I mean, I don't really necessarily think that that's going to happen because obviously time is told that, you know, he comes in and out of your life. So it's not something that's,
yeah, that's
been
pretty
historically consistent.
Your months occupy, your months together occupy his first three numbers together. They're the same thing. So there's karma going on. The problem is that the master numbers don't match, but again, that's not a deal breaker.
First three numbers what?
Huh?
What did you say?
His month and her month matches his first three numbers when you put them together. 612 is the same as 621.
But she's 125. She's born in 12/5.
Yeah, but he's born in June.
June.
So 612 matches his first three numbers. What day was he born?
June 21st.
Yeah. So their months together matches
yes.
his first three numbers. So, you know, there's a karma there. So what happens is we come back to the planet. We have this karma going on with people. There's a potential for a relationship, but there's karma that's binding it together. Whether it's going to go further has a lot to do with maturity and free choice and things like that. If it's not bound by destiny, which yours is not bound by destiny. So are you going to see him again or talk to him again? Yeah, but that's not the point. The point is, where is this going? And you might have to step up assertively. There is somebody with a mustache around you, or there was somebody with a mustache around you in your life, because I'm seeing a mustache suddenly.
It's Dion. She had it waxed.
Oh, yeah.
Just kidding.
And I don't know.
Anyone with a mustache?
He has a goatee, and my dad had a mustache.
Okay.
And your dad is crossed over?
Correct.
Well, your dad's coming through.
And this pertains to the whole situation with her.
Yeah.
You know, the windows, and this guy kind of vanished because of the situation with the family, because he felt threatened by the family.
Oh.
So it ties into the whole story.
So, yeah. So your dad's coming through. There's an energy there. He's in the reading. He's trying to help. I don't know to what extent. We don't have time to get into that, but he's trying to help. He's visible in the reading. He's also referring to this guy with the goatee. And he's, if you want a figure, he's saying, well, you've got about a 60-40 chance. It's a little bit better than 50-50. It's not 100. It's not 80. It's not even 70. it's about a 60% chance. Now, when you take that in, what you've got is probably your father would agree, yeah, talk to him. Because you've got to present that energy to him so he can make a decision upon your request. And that's not a bad request. You're not, you know, controlling him. You're just trying to get a feel for where this guy is at. But you know, instead of waiting around, oh, he called, and then waiting around, you want to know what his intentions are.
Are there any other prospects romantically?
I wish.
No, nobody, I mean, no dating. You haven't been doing anything online or going to meet. I mean, the writing.
I was online like a couple of months ago, but it's just like all hookup stuff, and I don't want to do that. That's all that I was getting, and that just became frustrating. So I was like, I don't need to be in a relationship so bad that I have to weed through a bunch of creeps.
Yeah, that's I agree with that.
You know, you don't have a very mature guy.
No.
And he's not assertive, and he's not ready for a relationship. That's just obvious. But if you're asking psychically what's going to happen, there is no psychic. There, you see, sometimes with psychics, we fall into what we call the free will zone. There's a free will zone. People, not everyone's just directed.
Destined
like
to
puppets.
A prediction, right? To
sometimes,
a sheer prediction.
Sometimes, oftentimes, it's destiny. Yeah, and a psychic will see that. But when there's free will, then what you got to do is assert yourself physically, or you can do energy readings, you know, things that help. We just did an energy reading early this morning where someone's having difficulties, and that can help, and it's even reported that it helps. So there's that zone going on. Okay, so we got to get going.
We've got like 8 callers lined up, Dion.
Okay.
But
have a good day. Thank you for the reading.
You're welcome. Good luck.
Thanks.
Okay. 205 is our next. Hello.
Good morning, Neil and Kristen. Thank you for taking my call. I'm a first-time caller.
Hi.
Hi.
Tell us your name.
I'm Patricia. My name is Patricia, and I'm calling from Alabama. And yes, and I guess can I ask for a general read?
Sure. You may.
Thank you. My birthday is February 6th, 1973.
Wow, you're the same number. Master karmic and master numbers are a former caller. And actually, you're born the same year. And they're actually, and their months and days add up to the same. She was 12-5, which is an 8. You're 2-6, which is an 8. So it's kind of funny. People sometimes group together, you know, tribal energies. So 28 years old, that would have been in what year?
73, 83, 93.
2001. So what, can you remember what might have happened that year, Patricia, 2001?
It was a good year. I remember starting at this job that I really enjoyed working. It was labor and delivery, medical profession. And I remember starting that job and really enjoying that job. I worked labor and delivery for about 10 years. So I thought it was a great year. I moved out of my mom's house with my children, and I thought it was a great year. Do you see something different?
No,
in a relationship at the time.
Not necessarily. No. Just that would have marked a change in your life, and you indeed started a job at that time. And I was going to ask you if you had children. You have children?
I do. I have three children.
Three children.
They're young adults now.
Children. Okay. Children. But you were not with the father. Are they from one father, the children, or different fathers?
Different fathers.
Different fathers. Okay, and they're young adults now.
Yeah.
And are you currently single or in a relationship?
I'm single. I ended a relationship about 16 months ago. It was long term, about 5 years. We were set to marry in last September, but just due to inappropriate, due to just the behavior that I decided to end the relationship.
Just, was he unfaithful or just crossing lines that were?
He was unfaithful a couple of times. Yes. And what really broke the camel's back is when he went before God and asked for my hand in marriage in December 17. And by February, shortly after my birthday, I went to his home after class. And he had a woman in his house. And, Yeah. And so that night he lost his prayer partner, his best friend, his wife, soon to be wife. He lost everything. I walked away that very night and I haven't been back since. He's tried up until about 2 months ago to try to reconcile his relationship. I just never felt like he changed.
Probably a wise decision on your part to move forward from that relationship, because it sounds
he's got a problem. I mean, the fact that he cares for you and probably loves you to some extent is part of his psyche, but if he's got a problem, that doesn't mean he's not going to be still selfish and try to seek you. And some men they really tackle seriously with those kinds of issues. They want a woman, and then they want to do their own thing at the same time. And he has a roving eye, and he can't control himself. So that's not a good way to start a relationship. It's not a killer, but can people go through this experience and regroup and fall back in love again and be committed and it's fine? Yeah, there's attitudes of forgiveness and what. Those are personal choices. I wouldn't necessarily say that this person would be the healthiest thing for you to commit to. And since you've made a decision, it feels healthy that you move forward with it. I'm going to tell you something. What I see in your future is symbolic, but it's very mysterious, and that's music. I don't know yet what room that is in your world coming up. To me, it's a positive room. It's a music room. Now, how that's going to happen, I don't know yet. You could enjoy music. You could go somewhere. You could be at church or whatever, a social gathering. There could be music. You could meet somebody. But there's something to do in your future with music. And also, there seems to be something in your past that had to do with music, like, you know, your aunt played the organ in church or something. I don't know where yet this is coming from, Patricia. But
any music lessons in your children? Did your children take music lessons? Did you take music lessons? Piano?
I didn't take music lessons. My kids... a couple of the children were in the band. I was in the band, I'll say that. And
that's it. You took music lessons, so you were in band.
Yes.
So that's in your history. Go ahead.
I'm sorry.
I was going to say,
because we did have to learn to play an instrument, but I was a dancerette. So we did have to learn, and the flute. I played the flute, but I do enjoy music.
You were a dancer. aside from that, but you played the flute, and you said you were a dancerette.
Yes.
Is that what you said?
Yes. Like the majorettes.
Majorette. So that involves, I mean, that's in the marching band. So that's music still.
So that's what it is.
Still in the department.
Yes. That's what it is. So these are very, you're a first time caller.
Well,
our readings
we have a little time. We've dropped a couple. We're okay.
Patricia,
we'll get to everybody still.
So if we start to look at this seriously, that zone is important. Now, that zone occupies some attitude of optimism, good things coming up. However, on another note, but I don't want to make this too serious, I have a health issue around your mother. It almost sounds like she's coughing from a smoker's cough. I don't right now categorize it as serious, but does that make any sense to you?
Yes, my oldest son lives with her, and he smokes, and she's asthmatic. She's always been all her life, and she was just on medicine for about 30 days for this cough, and I told her earlier, you know, like, you really need to go and get that checked on. You've been coughing too long, and she did, but yes, that's so true. Yes.
Yeah, you see, We'll put a prayer out for your mom's health. Your son should stop smoking because that's a bad sign. So we'll put a prayer out there. There seems to be some attitude of romance coming up. It has to do with music. If I were you, I would allow myself to be in places where there's music that is to your tastes and your requirements, you know, of good form and environment, you know, and, There's a job change coming up. It might be a change within a job.
Like the same job that you're in.
Yeah,
like
it's a slight increase in salary, in hourly or whatever.
I start the nursing program next month, and I was hoping that I could work maybe part-time as it appears to be. It's a Monday through Thursday classroom, I guess, in clinicals. I'm not sure. I think it goes that way. But I was hoping maybe part-time, because I do need to work, because I do have bills, a home, and all of these things. But, I'm trying to.
Real quick, you worked in labor and delivery, you said, like, way back in 2001, but that was not as a nurse?
Labor. It was medical.
No, it was as a surgical technician.
Technician.
Yeah.
Well,
so
I didn't know. And she said
it was
nurse
in the medical
now.
Field.
She said it was. I know, but I assumed she was a nurse. So she's now getting a nursing degree.
Yeah,
so she wasn't doing that quite yet. That's what I was clarifying.
Mm-hmm.
So yes. Now you're actually going back to school, which also involves a change. What do you work a regular job at all right now? Or are you still in the surgical tech field?
I am home health. I work in home health, so I work with the elderly, which I love that also. That's what I've been doing, along with completing my prereqs, home health care, geriatric, and that's just as much as I can in between. It's a balancing act, so it's during the time that I was completing my prereqs, which I completed this past May, and then the nursing program contacted me and said, hey, you know what, congratulations, we have a seat for you in the program. So, yeah, I was ecstatic, just, oh, my God, and I'm thanking God even now, because it was a conversation I had with him about, God, is it time for me? My youngest graduated in 2016, and I asked God, is it time? I want to go back to school. I want to become a nurse. I've checked everything. I've CNA, and I'm medical assistant and surgical tech, and so, yes, God gave me the go-ahead, and so I'm very thankful. I'm very blessed. I'm very grateful and honored that he set me on my life path and I'm running full speed.
Well, it's great. We're really happy for you, and we're so glad you connected with the show, Patricia, and you're always welcome to call us again or call off the air, and we would love it if you joined us on Facebook, and we hope that you enjoyed the reading and the time that we had to spend
with
you. Okay.
Thank you. Thank you both. Thank you, and I'll look you up on Facebook. Thank you. I know it's
Please
other
do.
Callers. I'm sorry to everyone.
No, don't apologize. You know what? We're lined up today, but you're always welcome to call again.
I will.
Talk more. Okay, take care.
Thank you. Take
Bye-bye.
Care.
Bye-bye. Thank you. Bye.
Bye.
We don't get too many callers from Alabama, so it's nice to get people.
Maybe that music has that something to do with the banjo.
On her knee. But her name isn't Susanna. Okay, 678. There you go. Hello.
Hello.
Hi. Our other 678 dropped. Hi.
How are you?
Fine, thanks. How are you?
I'm fine. My name is Sonia, and I'm calling from Georgia.
Oh, another Southern lady.
Yeah. I would like to know, I found some bank statements of my fiance, and I was going through them, and I see that April the 30th of this year that he went to a hotel, and I want to know if he cheated on me.
If he cheated on you, did you say? I missed the...
Yes. Yes, ma'am.
Okay. Well, let's get your birth date and his birth date.
My birthday is 10/12/76. His birthday is March 21st, 1983.
So 1983. And so you don't have any, I mean, he didn't inform you he was going out of town, anything like that. I mean,
no.
Do you remember anything about that time period about where he said he was?
Yes, we were kind of like having like a little spat. So he was at my mom's house. And a few days or so, I remember chatting with him that night, and he said that he was in the house getting ready to go to sleep. But I don't think if he was there, he must have left that night when everyone was sleeping.
I see. So he would have checked into the hotel late.
Yes.
Is there a reason for him to be over there? Was there a reason for him to be there? Any reason why he would be there?
At the hotel?
Yeah.
Like a business?
No.
Well.
No, there's no reason. No reason.
Okay. So is the hotel, is it in a questionable part of town? Is there anything?
Yes, it's in Conyers, Georgia, and it sits like hidden from the road, the highway.
And is there, forgive me, but is there prostitution in the area? Is there any, you know, sex calls and stuff?
No. It's actually a very nice hotel. He spent $131 for one night.
Uh-huh. But is there anything online, you know, forgive me for the delicacy of this, but is there anything in your area where a man can go to a hotel and call a girl to come over?
Not close by or that I know of.
Uh-huh.
Nothing like that I know of.
Does he go to hotel? Is there any reason in your mind why he would go to a hotel? Does he go to hotels? Was there a fight? Did he have to stay somewhere overnight for a reason?
Well, there was a bit where they had fight.
We kind of had like a little spat, and he went to my mom's house to stay. But a couple of days later, his ex-girlfriend was posting things on social media about, you know, things that had happened, you know, that night or within that week, kind of letting me know that she might have slept with him, but they did have some type of conversation, but he denied any intercourse or anything with her.
Did you confront him on the hotel stay?
No, I just found it today, actually.
Yeah.
Well, it's very suspicious. Okay. You know, I mean, if he had a spat, I don't know. Maybe he went there overnight. If you're asking psychically, I feel suspicious.
How late did he go? Do you know? If he went to your mom's, and why would he go to your mom's and then go to a hotel from there? It's just weird.
Well, he could have been already at the hotel. I'm just thinking he was at my mom's house because that's where he was living. He could have already been there because he knows that I'm not going to get up and come check.
I see. Have you heard about whether he was there that night or not, or if he had been missing any nights?
No, I haven't. No, because I just found the bank statement today, so I haven't had a chance to even confront him.
I would talk to your mom first and see if there are any nights that she says that he wasn't, you know.
You might talk to your mom first. I don't think it's a good sign, you know.
But she wouldn't know. She wouldn't know because she sleeps in the very back room, and she wouldn't know who comes in or out.
Well, it's not, you know, if he's not accustomed to going to hotels and spending the night there, and he suddenly went there, you could ask him, you could ask him without telling him what you know and say, where were you on Thursday night? Where'd you sleep? You say, I had a dream that. I had a weird dream. Where were you Thursday night?
But how long ago was it? The bank statement was from how long ago?
It was actually April the 30th.
So it's hard because she's going to have a hard time pinpointing, you know, in April.
April,
and now it's July, end of July.
I went back to our text messages, and we were talking, and we were talking about him coming over here, but he was saying that he was tired and he's just going to lay down. So maybe he wasn't there at all that night. He was already at the hotel.
Yeah. Well, have you ever known him to go to a hotel?
No, never.
How long have you known him?
I've known him over 2 years. I've been dating him for 2 years.
Well, it's suspicious, Sonia. You're asking us as psychics. I'm not going to come out and just say he cheated or something was going on, but I'm going to tell you I don't like the vibe. I don't like it. I don't feel comfortable with it. So that's as far as I'll.
And clearly, she doesn't like the vibe either.
No.
You could ask him,
have you ever stayed at this hotel? Hey, this is a nice hotel.
That's a giveaway.
We've never stayed there. We never even looked at it. He will deny it to the end. He's not going to admit to anything. He will deny it. Listen, I catch him red-handed, he's going to deny it.
Have you caught him in other lies before?
Yes, and I've been having dreams. And, have.
What kind of lies? I mean, what, like one example, what a big one that you've
I've been
him
catching
in?
Him social media and other females inbox.
Oh, that's, I mean, you know, even without the hotel issue, clearly, and you're engaged to this person.
Well, I was.
Well, I mean, the problem is someone who's going behind your back and talking to other women and, you know, carrying on other relationships. Why do you want to be, I mean, what's the point of being involved with someone who is not committed to you? I mean, you want to get married, obviously, and, you know, this is not someone
who... Ask him if he's ever stayed at that hotel, then come out and ask. I mean, what do you have to lose? He says, yeah. Say, why were you there?
Okay.
And he says, no. Then throw it in his face and say, well, where's this? How do you explain this?
Yeah, I'd make a copy of the bank statement for yourself before you confront him.
Okay.
Okay.
Sorry.
So we're not going to give you a thumbs up on this relationship. It doesn't sound good. But that's up to you what you want to do.
I've been thinking of pretty much moving on anyway because, you know, the lies and stuff. I'm not sleeping. I'm just not resting. My soul, my peace of mind, energy, everything, he's just draining it. So,
find a guy that knows how to make a commitment. What do you need this trash for? Find a guy that makes a commitment. You don't have to sit there worrying. You're already sick over it. If he wiggles out of this one, doesn't mean he's not going to have a problem later. We suggest you move on, but that's our opinion.
Right. Okay. All right. Thank you guys so much.
Yeah.
You're welcome, Sonia. Good luck.
Thank you.
Bye. Oh, I'm sorry, 856, but 630 is first, so we're gonna bring 856 on after 630. It's just when 630, you're on the air, but just a moment. Sometimes when the callers hang up, like the last caller hung up, then the callers move up in the queue. So when I'm, you know, my cursor is positioned to bring someone on, and then everything moves. So I sometimes accidentally bring the wrong caller on. All right, 630 is on the air, then 856. How are you?
Hello, is this me?
This is you, yes.
Hello? I hope you know who you are.
Oh, hi. Okay.
Hi.
Yeah, I've never, this is my first time calling in. I was actually referred by my friend who you spoke with earlier, Dion.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm.
What's your
name?
She's fantastic. She's an amazing friend. My name is Katie.
With a K?
And so my question is just about this. Hi.
How do you spell? How do you spell your name?
Katie.
Okay. Go ahead.
So my question is just, there's some confusion going on with this new relationship I'm in. I'm just getting a bunch of different mixed messages at this point. I thought there was a really strong connection in the beginning, and then we had a fight over 4th of July, and since then I just feel like he's pulled away distance-wise, and I feel like there's some bait and switches going on, and he's kind of toying with me. I don't know if it's my own insecurities that I'm just feeding into all of the time, or giving him too many excuses.
Okay. What's your birth date?
My birthday is October 15th.
And the year would be great, please.
1977.
And what's his birth date?
This is August 4th.
Okay, I have it.
And I think it's 1953. Let me see. So he was, he's turning 54 this year.
He's turning 54 this year? No, he wouldn't. He's 55.
I'm sorry.
53.
Yeah.
No, he was 55.
No.
He's turning 54 this year.
He wouldn't be born in 1950. He'd be 65. He'd be in his 60s if he was born in the 50s.
Got it.
I'm sorry. You said he's turning 55 this year, right? I just want to make sure. Be born 54.
54.
He's turning 54 this year.
So
he's 53 right now.
Yeah.
So it's been a week or so.
17 and 14. How long have you two been involved? Short time, 6 months or less, or more?
A short time. It's been a short time. It's basically towards the end of April. I was getting out of a relationship. He was getting out of a relationship. I knew him. Yeah.
And what was the nature of the argument on the 4th of July for the time factor? Because we've got a lineup of callers. Why did you argue? 12, 22.
It was miscommunication or.
About
you know,
what?
He kind of. I had called him in the morning and he was upset that I didn't come over to see him early in the morning. Instead, I had gone to a yoga class, but I was under the impression I was going to see him, obviously, the rest of the week and spend time with him. So I was coming in from out of town, went to a class, taught two classes, and then was going to plan on seeing him later that evening. And I think he was just kind of throwing things at me. I don't know, to get an excuse to get maybe out of us hanging out. That's just.
So he,
I don't know.
Felt like
I think.
Go ahead.
That's the mixed messages I'm getting. Like maybe it was an expectation that he had that I had let him down on. And so then it just amplified.
Is he
I
an
just took
guy
off from there.
Who Is he an insecure guy? Does he worry about you with other guys or something?
I think so. I think he is. I get that from him. I mean, I have my own insecurities, but I think that he's got a lot more.
Oh, well, and let me ask you something. Have you or has he lost any keys, misplacement of keys, car keys, house keys, anything with keys?
Keys, me?
Or him?
Oh, I left my keys in his car at one point, and he had to drive back and give them to me.
Yeah. See, that's the psychic part of the reading, Katie. And what your problem, you're dealing with a man that's kind of insecure and a little bit controlling. But your problem is something that can be worked out emotionally, but it's going to take a lot of strength. You have a man that's insecure. And that's not a deal breaker, but it will demand some kind of muscle in getting an understanding, because you two people need to take care of each other in a relationship. And sometimes you both don't come with perfect attitudes. And there's sometimes work that has to be done. Our former callers, it looked like a mess with all those people.
This has potential.
This has potential.
But you have to be willing to do the work, essentially. Yeah. And
I'm having to let go of my egos.
Katie, someone's got to start somewhere. If the guy's insecure and you can make him feel more secure, that's going to be a good start. That's going to be a good start without getting defensive or whatever. We're not taking away from your independence, but we're trying to figure out how to make two people work together. And who cares who starts it? But that's not the point. Someone's got to start it somewhere. If you're invested in the relationship, and start to talk to him, start to see what his feelings are. Don't get defensive. Listen to him. When it's time for you to say your part on what makes you disturbed, it's just say, I listen to you, now you listen to me. Let's try to work this out if we can fall in love and have a good relationship. Let's see if it will work. I mean, that's what it's going to take first.
How interested are you in continuing the relationship if it can work?
I'm scared. I really, really wanted. I was very into it in the beginning, but because of what has been happening, just our miscommunication, and then him saying some things to me which have been hurtful, and then maybe not voicing those
to
him
should
have been.
Katie, the fact that you left, I picked up lost keys or something, and you left your keys in his car, that means there's a karma connection between, no pun intended, there's a karma connection between the two of you. You left your keys in his car because, karmically speaking, you're connected. You're connected. You have to work something out with him before you move on, and it might be something in your character that you two have to change as much as he does. So if it's a problem of
miscommunication, you also have to change.
You both do. And if it's a problem of miscommunication, that should not kill a relationship at the moment.
Okay.
So go and tackle it, and be assertive and be optimistic. Don't go in defensive. Try to go in with a good attitude and work it out. Then make your decision.
Okay,
Katie.
That's good advice. Thank you so
much. That's better news than
it really does.
An alternative, right?
It's very helpful.
Okay.
Right.
Yeah.
Thank you so much. I appreciate your help.
Good luck.
All right.
Thanks. Okay, 856. We have three callers, 856, 949, and 832, and about 14 minutes. So we're going to fit everybody in. Gosh. It's like this a holiday. Everybody seems to be off work or something. 856, you're on the air, finally.
Hi, guys. How are you? It's Rosemary.
Oh, hi, Rosemary. Hi.
How are you guys?
Good, thanks. How are you?
Good. I did that thing for the work thing with a friend and no response or anything. Yes. And no response. And
wait a second.
I caught up with them.
Wait a second. So you had the date, or you tried to reach out for the date and there was no response?
I reached out and reached out again like a couple of days ago and then yesterday, no response.
He didn't respond.
What was the refreshment?
Coffee date, because she's trying to get work back in her field and she's working at some Wawa place.
Oh.
Remember?
The train station?
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. But then there was the train station was the guy, romance.
There was no response.
But that was different. Oh. So then the getting a job in her field back in IT or whatever it is that she does, setting up a date with the guy, but he lives in Italy, so with a friend.
Oh.
And then he didn't respond.
No, it's not working. Rosemary, yeah.
But that was, you know, our suggestion. So
yeah, well, it didn't work.
Okay.
You know, if there's a psychic approach to something and you test it out and it doesn't work, then it didn't work.
But you know what? I want to commend her for following through,
yeah,
because that's important. The fact that you followed through is great, because a lot of people don't follow through.
Yeah, I mean, but now with this clarity, that's not the route to go. So what is it you want to do?
She wants a job. She's working in like a convenience store, essentially, and she wants to work in her field, which is internet technology, right?
Right.
Okay. So I'm gonna put out an energy of just a name, and Chris and I are gonna we'll work on this, and we're gonna put out a name. You don't have to do anything with it. You're just gonna hear the name. The name will be Michael. Michael. We're gonna put that name out. And you go ahead and keep pursuing your search for a job in that area. And we're going to put that name out and see if anything surfaces that way.
Okay.
Let me ask you something real quick. Rosa Maria, do you live in there any body of water, any ponds, lakes, rivers?
Streams.
Lake.
Well, that's a body of water. Okay.
Do you ever hear frogs at night? Do you ever hear anything with a frog?
Not frog, crickets, or stuff like that.
Okay. Well, don't worry about it. You pursue this area. I just want to know, you live near a lake. What lake is it?
It's a park, like Cherry Hill Park.
Not like a big lake, but it's a lake.
Okay. So let's try that. Get back to us. We're going to put out the name Mike. Apparently, this is going to be a little bit of a goose chase.
Any other jobs that you're applying for in the meantime?
Yeah, I have.
Okay, and any bites on those jobs? Yep. Anything?
No, nothing.
Okay, you sound a little bit down.
Yeah.
We're gonna put that. Don't worry. It's not the end of the world. We're gonna put that energy out. You keep looking. We're gonna use Mike as a tag. Get back to us and report to us what's going on. It's worth a try.
Experimental.
Let's see what we can do.
True. Yeah, so I just want to get going and do everything, relationship and all, and work. It's like getting training.
Well, you got to keep your energy up, because your energy is really low, at least on the radio. And you got to keep that up and be positive. And let's see if we can get the sink flowing for you. We're only trying to help you. So all we're asking you to do is be positive. And we will put out that effort with the name Mike as a stand-in for at least a job. Maybe that will lead to a relationship as well.
Cool. The funny part is I have an uncle that's named Michael, and he lives over there at that town too.
Oh.
Well, then that's a good sign. That's a good indication of energy.
That's funny. Cool. Appreciate it.
Okay.
Take care.
Thanks, you too.
Okay. 949 and then 832. 9 minutes left. Hi, 949.
Hi. How you doing? This is Selena.
Hi. Hi, Selena. I thought that might be you. Hi. S-A-L-I-N-A, right?
Yeah, S-A-L-I-N-A.
Okay. Hi.
Hi.
Give us your birthday
I'm
again.
I'm talking about my birthday is 6/17/1962.
Okay, go ahead.
I'm talking about my career. My son graduated in June, and
Now I'm ready for change. And I feel change is coming. I just recently just took a test, and I feel like I didn't do that well. And I've taken this test so many times, and it's for my credentials. And I don't understand what I need to do, but I don't know fully if I have not passed yet or not, because I haven't gotten the official letter in. But I know I didn't do well on the English part or the math part. At least the score wasn't high on that. I have to see that. But the written part, they have to calculate that, and they send that to you later. I scored high in my English part. Each section is graded, and then the accumulation of score, you pass. So you can get a higher score in one section and still pass.
So you teach like developmentally disabled. Is that, am I remembering correctly?
Yes.
But
yes.
The test, is it for like higher?
I don't have my credentials.
Oh, credentials. The test is for credentials. I was going to ask.
Yeah, I have my master's degree, but I don't have my credentials aspect of it. And it's frustrating because all I need to do is start passing these tests.
So they allow, I think in that field, right, they allow you not to have a credential because the need is so great for teachers. Is that right?
Yeah. And, yeah, what I do, I work in a classroom with numerous teachers. So, yeah, I'm fine in that aspect. But for me to make money, like I want to enhance my career, and I want to get in a higher level so my financial status could be better, I need to pass these tests. And so it was just, you know, frustrating just recently taking that test. But, you know, I don't want to sound negative because I want to feel that I passed that test. But at the same time, it's frustrating because I don't know what else to do in regards to
how often,
moving forward.
When do you find the results? When do you find the results out, first of all?
Well, hopefully I'll find it out in another week or so. I will find out the results of that. But I know for sure that my English part and my math part was low. And the math is the one that the English part I wasn't really trying to work on. I was working on the writing aspect so I can get a higher score. And the math part was one of the places that I felt like I needed to get a higher score in, because the math part is my most frustrating part because I'm really
How are you trying to, you know, I mean, we don't know what the results are necessarily, but if you didn't pass, the suggestion, I would get some coaching prior to doing the test. Have you done that?
Yes, I've been coached by my boyfriend. He's coached me.
More formal.
In the past, but I'm
yeah,
going
more formal.
To, I will pay for someone, I guess, online. I will do that next. If that doesn't happen, but I'm just like, I don't understand it. I don't get it. I'm like, I'm really good at what I do. I have all kinds of recommendations. People love me. I definitely specialize in this field. Specialize in autism. I'm really good at what I do. So it just frustrates me. I want to get to the next level. So financially, I am capable of doing things, enjoying life, and doing stuff with my son and my boyfriend and friends and family. I want to be there. I want to get to that point, and I just feel frustrated because I'm not there yet.
Yeah. Okay, so, you know, we're not sure whether you passed it by the way you're talking, you didn't pass. And, you know, I mean, it's silly. If you need credentials and that's necessary, it doesn't matter if you're a gay person or a good person, you have your master's. If the line of requirements is you need your credentials, then just pass the test. When can you take it again?
I can take it again in 45 days.
When?
Where?
August?
When?
And 45 days, I can take it again.
Okay.
Yeah, and do something to prepare yourself for it formally. Take a credential prep course. I'm sure there's something online that you can take that will give you practice tests.
Yeah, it's going to cost me a couple hundred dollars, but yes, I mean, I'm willing now to do that. People told me, Selena, you spent so much money taking these tests, you could have taken...
Maybe wait 90 days and give yourself a little bit more time to prepare rather than rushing into a test that you may not pass. Make sure you're adequately prepared before you spend the money.
Yeah, you've taken the test now to know what questions they might ask and improve on those. I think you're going to fall a little bit under par with the math. That might bring you down. I'm not saying that you didn't pass, but it sounds like if I look at a line of passing, it looks like you're like a tiny, tiny bit below it. But maybe I'm wrong. Maybe I'm wrong. So what? If I'm wrong, then what do you care? I hope I am wrong.
Right.
But right now it feels like you're a little bit lower. So I don't know. I don't know what's going to happen, but are you going to pass this? Yes. I mean, it's silly. Of course you're going to pass. Just do the couple hundred. It's the rest of your life, your career. Get past the stupid test. It's mathematics. There's nothing wrong.
That's what I did. Pass the stupid test.
Huh?
I want to pass the stupid test.
Yeah. No, just pass it.
I want to pass
We're projecting.
You're going to pass it.
You'll pass.
You just need to make sure you prepare. And having your significant other prepare you is probably not the best route to go. There's a better way to prepare for the test. You want to be
Do you see me passing this test?
You'll pass. I don't know this time, but you'll pass next time.
Wait. I wouldn't do it in August. I would wait and make sure you're really prepared and do it the next round. Don't rush to do something that you you're not going to succeed at. But Selena, you caught us at the end. I mean, we've been so busy today. We've got one more caller to take, and we've only got like 2 minutes left on the show. So connect with us again. Okay?
Okay. All right,
okay, take care. Thanks for checking in.
We got to all our cards.
Bye. We have one more to get to. 832. Everyone we've promised we've gotten to. There's someone that came in late, but we can't get to that caller. 832. Hi. This person's been waiting 30 minutes.
Hi. Yes, I have a question. I just wanted to find out, is there anything good that's coming my way?
Anything good coming your way?
Give us your name and birthday real quick.
My name is Lisa, and my birthday is 11/25,
1958. 58.
What's her name?
Lisa?
She's 32.5. Okay, anything good coming your way, Lisa? You're 50 years old right now, correct?
No, it's going to be 60.
Wait, 60. Sorry, 60. What is wrong with me? you're going to be turning 50 next year. That's the good thing that's coming your way. You're going backward. You're
60.
Aging backwards. No, I'm making a joke.
Oh.
God. Okay, so you're going to be turning... No, she's going to be turning 61. She was born in 1958.
I know. She's 60 right now.
She's 60 years old.
So she's...
42 times 5.
She's got an 8. I don't know when you say, am I going to be happy or what's the good news? First of all, do you have... Just say yes or no. Do you have children?
Yes.
Are any of them expecting to have a baby?
Not that I know of.
Are you a grandmother as we speak?
No, not yet.
You're going to be a grandma. Are any of them married?
No, my daughter's not married.
Is there anything, does she have a relationship? Is she?
She's in a relationship.
Well, the good news is in this lifetime, you're going to be a grandmother. If that means anything to you, some people it does, some people it doesn't. But you will be a grandmother in this lifetime.
Do you have one child?
Yes, just one daughter.
One daughter. What's her birth date?
4/17/87.
87. Mm-hmm. She's 32. She's 32 years old, though.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So she is right in that age where childbearing
is.
Yeah,
I think you'll be a grandmother. And are you wanting a new car? Do you have any desire for a new car?
Yes, I do.
Okay, you're going to be getting a new car. Okay.
Oh, thank you.
I'm not going to.
Cullen, that must be an old game show.
Right, yeah.
That's before my time.
You know, Monty Hall. I don't know.
Well,
It doesn't matter. You're going to be getting a car.
Bob Barker, I think, was the most recent Price is Right host. Bill Cullen must have been.
Yeah, she probably knows who he is. You're going to be getting a new car, Lisa. I don't know how.
Okay.
But yeah, you're welcome. and you'll love it. You'll like the car. You'll love the car. What state do you live in?
I live in Houston.
Okay.
Is it hot there?
Yes, very hot.
Yeah.
You're going to be getting, here too, actually, today.
You're going to be getting a new car, and you're going to be a grandmother. Got that much out of it.
Hopefully the car will come before the baby.
Hopefully it will.
Yeah, probably that order is more preferable to you.
Yeah, you'll love your new car. That's good news. It'll make you feel good. And you can take your grandchild for a ride every once in a while.
Yeah, that sounds good.
Okay.
Are you having problems with finances at all? Is that a concern for you?
Mm-hmm, very much concern.
Yeah, that's what I thought. So are you collecting any assistance, disability, or unemployment insurance?
No.
No? And how do you pay your bills?
Oh, I have a husband.
Oh, yeah. Well, that's good. What does he do?
What kind of work does he do?
Yeah, what does he do?
He's a water pump installer.
Oh. Well, is there a good likelihood that you're in a position to get a new car right now?
I would say yes, and then I would say no, because the finances is not too great right now.
Well, I don't know. It's going to come in, so I don't know how it happens, but you're going to be getting a new car. You're going to be getting a new car. And somewhere in that area of thought, there's something to do with an uncle. I don't know how the uncle fits in, but the uncle just popped in, looked in the vision. And there's something to do with an uncle. I don't know what that's about yet.
Okay.
Do you have any living uncles?
Yes, I do.
Are you close to any of them?
We're not too far away from each other.
Uh-huh.
Distance-wise, are you close to him, like, emotionally close?
Emotionally?
Yeah.
You mean close?
Yeah, exactly. Are you close or are you more distant relatives?
We kind of distant, but we see we see each other every once in a while.
Okay.
Well, I don't know. You know, I don't know how that connects, Lisa. Yet, I don't think it's the uncle that gives you the car, but I don't know yet how it connects. Keep them in mind. Maybe I don't know how the car is going to come in yet, but you're going to be getting a new car. And that if that comes with some kind of income increase, then that will happen too. If you don't work, your husband works. If he has a steady job, somewhere money's coming in somewhere for that car to approach you. So I'm not sure how it happens, but keep us posted. And did anybody ever own a bird in your whole history, your background, anything with birds?
With birds?
Yeah.
No, because the only thing I collect is feathers, so that's about it.
Oh, you collect feathers. That's it.
Yes, I collect feathers.
So do I, actually. I have.
Oh.
Yeah. I've lots of feathers.
That's it.
So yeah, me too.
You keep collecting feathers, and if you don't get a car, then glue the feathers together and fly.
Okay.
Okay. Maybe prove me right.
Okay.
Okay, Lisa, well, I think this is the first time we've talked to you, so we hope that you connect with us again. You can find us on Facebook. We'd love it if you did, and, you know, welcome you back to the show anytime.
Okay, and thank you so much.
You're welcome. Take care.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Bye-bye.